We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it's not much. And you talk about Mosley, all you want for anybody out there, he's played in the Super Bowl. The Verrett story is great. But at the end of the day, and you got to stop me, Stani, I just keep thinking they're going to play a team. And it could have happened Sunday. Goff was just terribly off. But they're going to play a team that's going to pick on him because that quarterback's going to have time. And I don't know if we're having the same conversation. But right now, I'm giving Verrett his flowers. He's balling. They didn't get picked on, but I know the Rams had. They threw a long bomb. Boy, was it a bomb Sunday night. And just others that they didn't complete. And I'm just like, okay, let's see if they can do that against Cam in the rest of the game. But for right now, you got to say this is a position of strength along with Fred Warner at linebacker.
Brian Baldinger was on with the Morning Roast yesterday, and he was specifically asked about Verrett and Mosley. Here's what Brian Baldinger had to say yesterday about that tandem.
What did you see from those two corners last night?
People always use the cliche that it's a quarterback-driven league, and I like to just use a play on words. It's a quarterback-driven league. And the play of Verrett and Mosley all night long was the difference in the game. You know, on their fourth down and the goal, on the 49ers' fourth and two, they hit a home run ball to George Kittle. And on the fourth down throw in the end zone, Jason Verrett takes it away from Jared Goff. And it's just a savvy play. I mean, he's got Robert Woods just plastered the way he's supposed to. But his eyes are up. His eyes are on Goff. He reaches the throw. And then he jumps Josh Reynolds, and he takes it away in the end zone. It was the difference in the game. But Verrett was excellent. Emmanuel Mosley was excellent. They've got really good receivers. All four of them are really, really talented. They're really good. And they defensed them all night long.
Brian Baldinger, 95.7 The Game NFL Insider, was on with a Morning Roast yesterday, and he said they were the difference in the game, Mosley and Verrett. That's something that obviously was in stark contrast to the game against the Miami Dolphins, where I don't know that you could have found a worse performance from a defensive secondary, guys.
Yeah, the offense didn't protect him, though, in that game. The defense was out there constantly because the offense couldn't get anything going. And when you took Jimmy G out at half and you were down 30-7, KD bar the door. Miami could have put up a 50-piece in that game if they wanted, because that one just got away from you. Much like an NBA game, Steiny, where you fall behind 37-12 in the first quarter, and it's like, what? And even though you chip away in the second quarter and you cut it to 18 at the half, there's another run in the third. You're down 31 with 6 minutes to go in the third, and it's 88-57. Just forget about it. Somebody get thrown out. That's where you see the old school coach go up to his friend, the referee, and say, hey, I'm going to call you a name under my breath, and you're going to throw me out, all right? Okay, cool, throw me out. So I think from a defensive standpoint, the Dolphin game, you can throw in the trash. What you saw against the Rams was obviously a bright sign, but how about this, Goo? If you get zero sacks against Cam Newton like you did against Jared Goff, I don't like your chances to win in New England on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll echo those sentiments. I agree with you. But I'll say this, and I asked Cam. Steiny, it doesn't seem like you're too worried about
Cam
Sherm.
Inman, not Cam
Inman. Cam Inman, help me out. Yeah. But if he were to come back and join Mosley and Verrett, now you got me, you know, I'm tingling. But are you at all concerned? Because it ain't cryptic, but it's just like a big secret with Sherman Stoddy. And the more it goes with, we don't, you know, the expectation date, when he's coming back or what's going on, that doesn't worry you? It worries me, man, if Sherm doesn't come back.
Does it
Dibs,
worry
I don't
me?
Like the,
well, I'm more
the
worried
quiet
about
on the set.
The mortgage that I got to pay.
Well,
I'm more worried about how long the show's going to last.
We got a
TV run.
I'm
more worried about my golf handicap, to tell you the truth.
No. How about you, Dean?
Listen, I think Cam Inman. I don't know if Cam Inman's more accurate than Jared Goff. No, is Cam Newton more accurate than Jared Goff?
I think he is. And,
really?
You know, Jared Goff got betrayed by some drops. It wasn't only accuracy versus inaccuracy.
Oh, yeah.
And
Cooper
you heard
Cup.
Brian Baldinger with a great breakdown on the interception from Verrett, because Verrett was covering Robert Woods, and he happened to look back and read the route from Reynolds, and he jumped in front and picked it off on the man he wasn't even guarding. So that was a great play. Not a great throw. Fourth and two, I would chalk that one up to McVay, Goo, because he had two receivers in the same spot in that pattern. Not a very well-designed play, in my opinion.
And the ball traveled too damn far, too. Yeah. You're throwing all the – you know what I mean? Let's get in. Let's hit it. Yeah. Let's get in. You're the ball waiting up there 20 seconds. Like, come on now.
The other thing I wanted to touch on is, I think this is overstated a little bit. And when people say the 49ers offense didn't do anything in the second half without Mostert, I'm going to push back on that a little bit. And two of the drives that the San Francisco 49ers had, they are third down and fewer than 10 yards, and Garoppolo threw two strikes on two different possessions. One was to Bourne, the other was to Kittle. Two very catchable balls that I consider both drops. Well, Bourne catches that. Guess what? You got a new series. You have more time of possession. Maybe you put something together. So there's no doubt Mostert's an important part of the 49ers offense, and they felt his absence. But I just think there were other factors at play why they only scored 3 points. Here's the other thing. They kind of didn't need to score any more points. That game never got tight. There was not one time in that game against the Rams where I thought, easy, be careful. Even on the last drive, I felt pretty confident, and then Debo put the game away. But
to that point, though, you would have liked to get a little bit more to pad the lead in the second half. I'm of the same mindset as you, Steiny. I never had that pit in my stomach where, oh, God, and this one's going to get away. Now you're 2-4. Now a whole week of spent talking about Shanahan blowing another one. I never had that feeling. And part of that's because special teams. When one of those drives did stall, Wisnowski pins him inside the 1 yard line. And that's where you think, okay, this defense has been solid enough. You don't feel like Jared Goff on that night was going to drive him 99 for the game tying score.
Yeah,
but the old adage, you let them hang around, fellas. They'll come back to get you. And they got the second-half kickoff, Steiny. I had that feeling in my stomach like they're going to come down and score. They did.
Okay, and that made it 21-9. Then what?
No, if they had they scored, it would have made it 21-16. And then the Niners not moving the ball, that would have been a one-score game. That's how I envisioned
it. Oh, you mean if they
it.
Didn't stop them on fourth
and
two?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's where Guru would diagnose them with a case of lemon booty at that point if it got to 21-16. Dr. Johnson would, yeah. I don't think that's hypothetical, Spadone. I think we know that Dr. Goo would definitely diagnose them with that.
Well, you got me there.
Bad case of LB.
Yeah, I mean,
we're totally different, Steiny. I love how you watch sports, and remember you get mad at me. It's the first.
I sometimes get very mad at you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very mad because the next time. Because here's why, Gibbs. Here's why, Steiny. I thought the Raiders had that game won. They were up 3-0 midway through the first quarter.
Stop that drama.
It's just like.
Diz, that's a good one, but you know.
But Steiny, the Warriors were up one at halftime. How do you let that slip through your fingertips?
Hair trigger reactions is what you're saying.
No. By the way.
Speaking of war, oh, go ahead, Diz, because I got one.
Well, I just felt to throw in there. By the way, if you don't know, Guru and I love each other, so don't even go there.
Go ahead. Just real quick, fella, the Warriors – If it's not a great opportunity, they won't spend the mid-level. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing about that. That means you're going frugal a little bit, Tim's.
Well, if there's nothing worth buying, why would you just spend your money? Just because you have a little extra scratch, you're just going to piss it away and bring in a player that you don't necessarily need? If you can't
Something is better than nothing, right?
Not always.
Yeah. I'd rather have nothing than, like, Nick Young, for example.
Man, you went out of your way to take a shot at Swaggy P.
Absolutely, and I often go out of my way to take a poke at Swaggy P. It's kind of who I am. By the way, on the other side, I do want to talk about a little Warriors thing that happened with our main man, Klay Thompson. Let me tell you something. If you don't love Klay Thompson, there's really something wrong with you. I can't wait to tell you what he was involved in the past couple days. It's vintage Klay Thompson. Stick around for that. And that's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options. Along with free pickup and delivery, Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your own vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. We're going to get back and look at some of our pick six predictions from Friday, see how we did in our predictions. I know Guru, I believe, liquidated all assets in two games last week.
Wow.
We'll go back and check on that in about 5 or 10 minutes. But I gotta talk about this story because it's just vintage Klay Thompson. So KTVU's evening anchor, Frank Somerville, he's a tier one, right, Dibs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
He is at the top of tier one in terms of Bay Area Q rating.
Yeah.
He got a message on social media from a gentleman named Randall Wright, whose wife, Deborah, had been diagnosed with cancer. And according to doctors, she has only 6 weeks to live. She had a wish, and it was to meet Klay Thompson, Randall wrote to Frank Somerville. And she was wondering if there was just anything that could be done to fulfill that wish. Well, of course, Raymond Ritter, the Warriors' public relations guru king, caught wind of this. He's actually the senior vice president of communications, Raymond Ritter. And the next thing you know, he starts getting word that this is going on. And here's what Raymond Ritter said, and this is very interesting. He said, you know, Klay usually doesn't reply to things very quickly, but he responded to this in 5 minutes. And so on Monday morning, Klay Thompson video called the Wright family and talked to Deborah and her family, and he did it for 25 minutes and even introduced Rocco to Deborah and, you know, basically spent a half an hour talking to this woman who might only have 6 weeks to live. So I just wanted to mention that because, you know, it's not the hardest thing in the world to do if you're a pro athlete, but it's not done all the time, and it just shows you, you know, the kind of guy Klay Thompson is. I mean, that's really cool, and to have the ability to touch somebody like that and to follow through on it, it just says a lot about the kind of person Klay Thompson is. I just want to commend him for that, and all the stuff that the Warrior players and other athletes do, maybe that don't get recognized, but Klay Thompson, seriously, hell of a job. You've just impacted the life of not only a woman, but of her entire family.
And that's in keeping with the brand, Goo. And that's where, you know, Raymond Ritter, the chief of PR, the VP of communication, as Steiny said, a guy who's been there now more than 20 years, I think. We've all worked with closely so much over the years. It's such a great organization. And to have a player like Klay Thompson do that obviously reflects well on himself, but on the organization as well, where you've got a bunch of guys, a bunch of players who've done high quality things for the community and for the larger world as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're talking about a life here. You know, a young lady had a dream, you know, hey, what can I do? What one of her things to, before it's all, you know, said and done, And to have Raymond Ritter have that mean something to him, Steiny and Dibbs, and then him take it to Clay and them see the bigger picture, just tells me they were raised the right way. And you see Michael Thompson, Clay's mom, you know, and I'm one of these guys, Dibbs, I'm not perfect, but I know when people were raised right, where the values were instilled with them. And you got people nowadays with these brands and their time is, you know, they're snobs. Kudos to Raymond Ritter, who's made me feel like Obama every time I'm around him when we do the pre and post show. The dude's the man. And Klay Thompson for taking his time out to grant this young lady her wish. And that's what it's about, man. We need more of it.
Yeah, and what's pretty cool, if you didn't catch kind of what I was getting at, so Klay Thompson's got a reputation, especially in the off season, that he doesn't really like to be bothered. He wants to get away from it all. He's the kind of guy who, you know, Raymond Ritter will send him a text and say, "Hey, Clay, the Los Angeles Times wants to do a big feature on you and you and your dad." And he won't respond because he's just not into that. And then Raymond Ritter might hit him up again and say, "Hey, any chance you can make an appearance at Safeway for one of our events with sponsors?" And guess what? Klay Thompson doesn't respond. And then, of course, what happens a lot is, "Hey, Clay, Matt Steinmetz, Dan Dibley, and Darryl the Guru Johnson would love to have you on their radio show sometime." And it's nothing but crickets. But when Klay Thompson saw what he was asked to do for this, all bets were off, and he got right back to Raymond Ritter. So I just wanted to recognize
awesome,
that.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. So you want to look at our pick six and how we did?
Yeah.
Is it time to do that?
It's important that we let the audience know exactly what they're dealing with from the standpoint of pick credibility. New show, new first time through
here
the order. You know, so we won't have a full season to look at. And, you know, we picked six games, not arbitrarily, but we're going to take the 49er game. We'll go Sunday night, Monday night. This time we had two Monday games, and we tried to pick a couple of the other big games throughout the week. So I'm anxious to see, Steiny, how the three of us did collectively to let our audience know exactly what they're dealing with from a credibility standpoint.
Yeah, so we had the Rams -3 visiting the 49ers. Steiny and Dibs, congratulations to you guys. You took the 49ers +3. They won outright.
Yes.
Guru, you liquidated all assets on the Los Angeles Rams. How you doing?
It's a loss, Kyle. One loss. I'll get back on my horse. Let's go.
Well, real quick, Kyle, it's just one of those things that it's not just a regular loss, Guru.
Right.
It's a credibility loss is what it is. And then that's even worse.
I think maybe it should count as 2 points. Maybe going forward, if you choose to LAA on a pick in the pick six,
I
mean, because let's be honest, none of us have much more assets than 2 points in a made up contest. But
right.
Sure. Kyle, I'll defer to you on this. But sure. Maybe going forward, if you choose to liquidate, that's a double points pick, only get one a week. Goo, don't try to liquidate on everything. Yeah.
No, I think that's great. I marked down who liquidated all assets on what.
Nice.
Steiny liquidated all assets on the Aaron Donald under 2.5 sacks, so he gets an additional point for that.
Oh,
Guru loses an additional point.
I like that idea. I don't have many assets based on my current status, but I'll see if I can liquidate some secondhand goods.
The Steelers are -4 at home against the Browns. The Steelers blew out Pittsburgh 38-7. Steiny and Guru got that one right. Dibs, the +4 did not help Cleveland very much there. In their 31-point
Old Baker Mayfield letting me down.
Yeah, he's not starting, I don't think, this upcoming week either.
What do you mean?
I think he's banged up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got a Jimmy Garoppolo situation going on down there in Cleveland.
That's a problem.
Actually, I guess up there in Cleveland, technically. Anyways, Panthers -1 at the Bears. You guys all took the underdog Chicago Bears. They won 23-16, plus the point.
Steiny's 3-0 right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Like he is.
Boy, and the pride of PA is running
I think
hot.
That's going to change.
And with that, you jinxed him. He took the Packers -1 at the Bucks. The Packers look good, jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Tampa Bay then. Ripped off 38 straight points. Dibs, you were the only one to get Tampa Bay in that one.
Winner!
I thought I took Tampa.
Cam 3-1. I'm fine.
Chiefs, I'm 3-1 also.
Chiefs,
come on.
Chiefs -4.5 at the Bills in a wet and rainy game in Buffalo. You guys took KC across the board, so three winners there. And then last night, the Cardinals minus one at the Cowboys. Dibs and Steiny, you guys had Arizona, and Arizona, of course, in a route 38-10. Guru liquidated all assets on his Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! It's a tough
start
scene for the
week.
Goo.
It's 2 points, yeah. though, dude. Yeah. Start
oh, no,
next
start,
week.
No, it's starting this week. Oh, start it's this easy week. To adjust. So between pick six and Kyle's mad props, which I kept track of as well,
love
Steiny's
it.
The winner this week. He has 11 total points, Guru with three, and Dibs with 10.
I did not know about liquidating all assets, so I would like to just start that next week.
Okay.
Now that we have a
okay,
fair
chance.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
I'm new
okay.
to the show.
You complete
I mean,
me.
I didn't know yeah. that we were, you know, I didn't know that I should be calling my the good people at Smith Barney and all my other brokerages, letting them know on Friday that I'm this little radio bit. I'm going to need all my assets at the ready. But this Friday, rest assured, gentlemen.
But
I'm
now
ready
that
to liquidate.
We,
I love to see it. So
we
so,
normally don't do this, though, Kyle. So Steiny's got this smug look on his face like he's won. So I'm going to take it more serious and get in the
oh,
lab.
Oh,
that's
oh,
of course, of
yeah,
course. Yeah, you didn't
great.
Do a lot of research last week.
The takeaway here, Kyle, is that Steinmetz, the Mr. Stick to Basketball Steiny, and Dibberclaws, we were each 5-1 in our picks against the spread. So
that's correct.
If all the listeners out there are looking to make a little Skrilla Manila
oh,
this
yeah.
Friday, keep it locked, dude. Yeah. Keep it locked.
Yeah, you guys both went 5-1 in the pick six and 5-2 in the mad props. So
yeah.
shout
quietly,
out to you guys, 10 points
quietly,
apiece.
While that's going on, Guru basically says, yeah, I didn't really care about it. So now
no,
I'm
I
here.
Did. No,
wow.
You know,
he's going to try yeah, next week, yeah. folks.
Keep morale high, Steiny.
sure,
all.
Sure.
We'll be
Man.
Back this week.
Seven right. shows in, and he's already mailing it in. Thanks.
Wow, never that.
Appreciate that, Guru.
All right, here's what's going on.
I hadn't
on.
Forgot about my Dodger take, too, Steiny, before we get out of here at 2 o'clock.
Oh.
Remember the breaking news?
I love it. Me. We're trading yeah. Dodger takes. Steiny, you had Hold yours. On. Win it for Clayton
Let me...
to put that argument to rest. I had
now,
my NoCal man. Over SoCal bias. Go Tampa. Kyle's wearing a Tampa
Dodgers
Bay hat for crying out loud. Guru's hot baseball okay. take still ahead yeah. in the final hour.
And wait, do you have any gripes today, Guru, by the way?
Yeah, I do have one. I do
okay.
have one.
It'd be nice to tell us at the show that. We can put it on the rundown and then plan for it.
Wow.
You know what I'm you saying? Know.
Yeah, it is.
Kyle's bad.
47 texts on the show
gets
thread, half an hour
right.
on the show call.
You know.
145. 145 yeah. Guru's gripes. All right, the good news, if you look at it that way, is the San Francisco 49ers may be playing their next home game in front of some fans. Will you go? Would you go to a 49er game in front of 12,000 to 15,000 at Levi's Stadium? We'll update you more on the particulars of that. 888-957-9570. If you want to get in and you want to tell us you're going to the Niners game, would you? It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.